Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hyperconscious Podcast. Alan, what is Hyperconscious?
Once you understand why something is the way that it is, now you have the power to change it. Great conversations with great people and great questions are the keys to the kingdom of unlocking your consciousness.
Every single action that you do starts as a thought. When you control the way you think, you will control the way you act, and you will control the way you live. That is hyperconscious. Geographically. This is cool. So I would say make sure that pretty face is showing.
Yes, true.
They're going to want to see that thing. They're going to want to see that thing, Alan. That face. You good?
Ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another very special, as always, episode of the Hyperconscious Podcast. We are going to do our first episode in our new series, Small Talks. Today, we are going to be talking all about resilience. Alan, what is resilience by definition?
So, dictionary.com defines resilience as the power or ability to return to the original form, position, after being bent, compressed, or stretched. In other words, elasticity. There's a second definition, the ability to recover readily from illness, depression, adversity, or like buoyancy, so staying afloat.
So I know what you're thinking. What is this small talks? What is this all about? We are going to pick a word. We are going to go off on that word, that topic. And if you are getting ready for something, you can literally search a word. And if you're looking for resiliency, we will talk about that today. We'll go off on it. So I think a lot of people struggle with resiliency. And it's like, You hear quotes about it all the time. It's not how many times you get knocked down. It's about how many times you get up. Nothing in this life will ever be easy unless you literally sit in a cave and you don't try anything new. You will fail. You will get knocked down. I think the key is don't get comfortable there. Don't get comfortable being down. If you get knocked down, look up. You can see the stars. That's fine. But make sure you get your ass up and you get after what it was you were chasing in the first place. Like, that's, it's not easy. You and I deal with it all the time. If you're watching this, if you're listening to this, you've been knocked down. You've been broken. You've been hurt. You've been destroyed. You probably didn't feel like you could keep going. But what's going to make you get up? Like, what is it that drives you? What is it in your heart that pulls you? What is it that the fire, what is the fire inside of you that makes you keep going?
I like that. I like it too.
Yeah.
Went off.
Yeah.
So when I think of resilience, I think of it as a part of my identity. I think that I am incredibly resilient. I always think back to some of the darker times of my past. And like I said to Kevin in the car when we were down in Florida, if I was going to quit, it would have been a long time ago. Like if this was going to kill me, it would have been a long time ago. And so I think that part of your identity should be that I am resilient. Like, I intend to make my dreams come true, hell or high water, burn your boats. I'm taking this island. You will see me on the top of the mountain or dead on the side of it, period.
There's this moment, like, it's hard, right? And you're thinking to yourself, like, I could stop this now and go back to normal, go back to what's warm and fuzzy and safe and comfortable, and I know what's there. I know what's there. Or I could just keep soldiering on because I know what's there, too. I know it's greater than what I used to have. I understand that it's not as safe. It's not comfortable, but we always talk about that. Nothing grows in the comfort zone. You will not become anything if you don't force yourself to change. That is the greatest thing that has happened to me. I have forced myself to get better. I have forced myself to deal with things I don't want to deal with. I have forced myself out of my comfort zone. And I think that is the greatest gift that I have been given because it's forced me to grow.
So I want to give a quick story of when I was resilient and when I was not resilient for context here. I went to a wedding when we got back from Florida, and for reference, everyone from my college days knows that I drank a lot and I partied a lot. And if you know me now, you know that one of my strongest intentions is to be sober, to not drink, right? Certainly not as much or as often as I used to. I think I drank 3 times in the last year. But I was at a wedding and I was really uncomfortable. And this is a moment where I could have been resilient. I was in the college environment with people that I haven't seen in years. And I was seen as the fun social drinker. And I could have stuck to my guns and not drank. It was open bar and I was uncomfortable and I showed up late. And I, instead of staying in that discomfort and pushing through that fire, I drank. And one drink led to two led to four. And nothing bad particularly happened, okay? Like, I had a blast, and there was an incredible wedding. Shout out to Gina and Pat. You guys are amazing. I had an absolutely incredible time with a bunch of people. And there was an after party, and then there was an after party in our hotel room, and it went till 4 a.m., and it was a next-level thing. I had a blast just like I used to in college. But the next day, I was in the parking garage, and I was puking in the parking garage by myself. And I had this moment where I was just like, you fucking weren't resilient. You let yourself down again. You couldn't drink just a little bit again. Like, when are you going to grow the fuck up and not drink? So there's a moment where I could have been resilient and I didn't. I gave in to the escape rather than being strong. Now, I'll give you an example of when I was resilient. Recently, I had a challenge in the family that I won't get into, but I was bawling my eyes out in my car. I texted Kevin, called one of my loved ones, and I was just hysterically crying. And I could have packed it in and gone into my room and shelled up and just stayed in my bed. But instead, I went to the gym and I got the shit done that I needed to get done because I knew that nothing was going to get better unless I stayed the course and soldiered the fuck up.
If you're listening to this, I'm going to be uber real with you right now. You will not get what you want. You will get what you deserve. If you do not put in the effort for what you truly want, for what keeps you up at night, for the fire that burns inside of you, nothing will change. You do not get what you want. You get what you deserve. And how do you deserve things? By putting in the effort. What are you willing to struggle for? What are you willing to deal with pain for? What are you willing to get out of your comfort zone for? That's what resilience is. It's about getting knocked down and getting your ass back up and saying, fine, okay, maybe I didn't win this battle, but the war is what I'm going after. I'm going after this dream. You're going to get punched in the way. That's fine. That's fine. It's not about that. It's about how do you get back up? Do you get better? Or do you just, like you said, do you just shell up and say, you know what? Maybe this isn't for me. Maybe it isn't for you. But if you do think it's for you, then you have to get tough. And you have to understand that it's going to suck a lot of the time. Right? That's what it is. It's a struggle. You're driving towards something that you want so fucking bad. If you didn't want it that bad, you wouldn't be willing to go through the struggle. We go through the struggle all the time. I'm burning down right now. Mm. I'm dealing with a lot of shit. But I want this so bad. I want this more badly than I've ever wanted anything. That's what resilience is. Resilience is realizing it's going to suck. It's going to hurt. I got knocked down. But guess what? I've been down before. I used to live down here. I'm not going to do it anymore. It's time to get up. That's what resiliency is.
Growing pains are inevitable. If it was easy, everybody would do it. I couldn't agree any more than with what Kevin said. Like, if you want to do something extraordinary, and here's the one thing I want to say too, is like, you have to want to earn it more than you want it. You have to want to earn it. If everyone woke up with six-pack abs by doing nothing, they wouldn't be valuable. If you want to do extraordinary things, you have to earn it and deserve it. And if you buy lottery tickets and you have that mentality in your life where you want something for nothing, you're not going to be resilient. So you need to make it a part of your identity. And resilience, I think, is near and dear to Kevin's heart because he's the never quit kid. And that's what it's about. Not quitting when it's in your heart. If you're afraid, if you're in pain, you soldier up, you push through that fire, or you let it control you for the rest of your life, period.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was episode number one of Small Talks. We went off a little bit, but resiliency is huge in any part of life, especially if you're doing something out of the norm. If you want an extraordinary life, you have to put in extraordinary effort. You have to get out of your comfort zone, and you got to do the shit that scares you, because that's how you accomplish things.
It's easy to sit here and talk about it, but in those moments when you really are emotionally hurt, and you decide to do it anyway, soldier up and do it anyway, that's what's really going to compound and become a part of your identity. So if you were in war right now and you were going into battle, do you want someone with no scars by your side in the trenches, or do you want someone like all with like makeup and like soft? You want someone who's hard, who's been hurt, who's been down, and who has some scars and who owns them and wears them with strength and honor. So anyways, small talks, first rep, and I think that went really well.
Ladies and gentlemen, get after it.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for listening to another episode of the Hyperconscious Podcast.
Going hyperconscious will absolutely change your life, because if you understand why something is the way it is, now you have the power to change it. If you going hyperconscious with us has changed your life in any way, please share this episode with one of your friends, because the more people that go hyperconscious, the better this world's going to be for everybody.
And if you would kindly leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, that would help us make more people hyperconscious, and we would be greatly appreciative.
Thank you.
Bye.